Well, they salvaged the last game of a three-game series, but what looked like and felt like a World Series potential preview. To talk about the Yankees, the series against the Dodgers, and maybe even preview the series against the Kansas City Royals, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, covers the Yankees. Hey, BK, how are you?
Laurie, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. It was good to see you last night. I want to start, before we get into the series or whatever, I actually do want to talk about Aaron Judge and the run that he is on. And I was looking at the numbers, Brendan, and Judge, you know, as incredible as 2022 and what was a historic season, as incredible as that was, he's on pace in many ways, other than home runs, where he's, you know, currently at a 58 home run, only a 58 home run pace. But other than that, he's on pace to have a better season this year so far than even 2022. What are we seeing from him?
Well, let's start with this, Laurie. One, it was amazing seeing you last night, too. I appreciated the conversation. It's even more remarkable what he's doing, considering the April that he had.
Right.
At the end of April, we were all writing, hey, what's going on with Aaron Judge? By the way, completely fairly, right? Mm-hmm. Because at the time, he was hitting, what, 206?
Yep.
The OPS was in the low 700.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Yankees captain, best player. Everyone's like, hey, what's going on here? And I'm sure to an extent he was wondering, too. But the fact that he's been so good in May and that he's been out of this world the last few days is incredible. What we're seeing is someone in his prime who is an outlier of a human being in terms of size, in terms of strength, in terms of ability. I mean, the guy watched Barry Bonds growing up, and now he's the right-handed Barry Bonds on the right coast instead of the left coast. It's honestly incredible, and it's hard to say what he's doing, because he's just being the best version of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and when you watched a Dodgers team that is terrific and has a top of the lineup with Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman, they're loaded with MVPs and MVP candidates, and yet it looked to me like right now, Aaron Judge is the best player on the planet.
I mean, it's not a crazy thought, though, is it? Guy 6'8", 280, crazy hand-eye coordination, crazy temperament.
Yeah.
Came up in a Yankees organization where greatness is expected. You know, came up in a household where, you know, he's got a strong foundation. You know, it's really just it's the perfect storm. You know, we talk about, you know, in life about, you know, we wish you could relive the good old days. Yankee fans, embrace these right now, because these are the good old days of watching Aaron Judge day in and day out be one of the best hitters we've ever seen.
Yeah. All right. So big picture for people who weren't there, and especially the atmosphere, game one and Yamamoto pitching, which was electric. And then last night, I just thought, you know, you and I talked about it, but the presence of Dodgers fans, what did it feel like to you? How would you describe the atmosphere for this series at Yankee Stadium?
I wouldn't say it was like a road game at home. Like the Yankees make it wherever they travel, whenever the Yankees are on the road, it feels like they're at home. I wouldn't say it was quite that, but the Dodgers contingent was quite large. They were loud. They were here. They were ready to go. And rightfully so, right? They have, you know, two of the best players on the planet in Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto on Friday. You know, they had to show out, and it was intense. And it was an October-like atmosphere, because honestly, this could be what you're seeing in October. Yep. Lori, I've covered the Yankees since 2014. No World Series yet for me to cover, and they haven't been there since 2009.
Yep.
This might be their best shot. It's looking like it.
So if we're saying this might be the best shot, I was talking about in some ways, these two teams were looking in the mirror at each other and saying, all right, so these are, you know, opposite coasts and mirror images. And if we're going to get there, the Yankees are going to get Gerrit Cole back. Juan Soto will probably play tomorrow or at some point in the Kansas City Royals series. And so they'll get those players back. They'll get some relief pitchers back at some point who will be healthy again. But when you look at the two teams, if you're the Yankees and the goal is World Series, you have to improve and find ways to improve upon the margins. What do you take away from a series like this? And if you're the Yankees, not just for 162, but for a World Series run, where do they need to improve?
Well, first you pump the brakes a little bit and you say that it was three games.
Mm-hmm.
You say it was three games against maybe the other best team in Major League Baseball. And you say that anything can happen over that time. But then you look at the past. You look at the Yankees season, and you say, man, that bullpen could use a few more strikeout-type pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
It could use a little bit of help toward the back end, right? Because Jonathan Loaisiga has been down since April.
Yep.
Because Tommy Kahnle, while he's still effective, tops out at 95, 96 these days.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scott Efros still isn't back, because Luke Trevino still isn't back.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the bullpen before anything, and then you start looking at the difficult decisions. And those difficult decisions are first base,
mm-hmm.
they're second base,
mm-hmm.
they're, I'd pump the brakes at third base because DJ still needs more time. You know, his at-bats to the untrained eye, I'm not a scout guy, but his at-bats have looked good. But, you know, when you look at what Anthony Rizzo's produced and what Aaron Boone said today about potentially sitting him on Monday and getting together with Rizzo about a possible plan for him coming up, like, what does that mean? Could that mean a reduction in playing time for Anthony Rizzo? Yeah, then you start looking at the trade deadline about what what the Yankees might do at first base. So I think your biggest issue right now is first base. And you hold out a little bit longer for Gleyber Torres, who has the track record of someone who performs well, who had a really strong season last year, who's come on of late at the plate, though the defensive miscues are ugly and you know, at times have been ugly. You give him a little bit of a longer leash, right? That's what you look at right now. But, Lori, before I finish up here, first base is a tough spot to upgrade, not just because of the talent, not just because of what you'd be looking for, but because Anthony Rizzo has become a big part of the clubhouse. He's been a foundation for Anthony Volpe. He is BFF with Aaron Judge. You know, once you start cutting his playing time and once you start looking past him, you wonder what kind of goes on there. Look, I hate to say this, but Josh Donaldson last year, he had a 73 OPS plus. That means he was hitting 27% under the league average when the Yankees DFA'd him in, they outright cut him in August of last year. And Rizzo going into today was at a 77. So he's kind of at the Josh Donaldson territory right now. If it's looking ugly, first base might be an area where they explore.
Yeah, I think, as you and I talked a little bit, I think DJ LeMahieu's position versatility between first or third gives you the option at the trade deadline, if you're looking to upgrade, that you can go with either way. And with the way the Yankees are playing right now, that decision doesn't have to be made now in early June. But by the trade deadline, you are going to have to figure out, is Anthony Rizzo playable or has he just... From your reporting and being around the team, is there some sense, is there some lingering from some of the concussion issues from last year? Or is this just a player who, you know, you hit 34 and you have, you know, there's different body types in the league and some players have a quicker body type that maybe ages differently and other guys are a little more station to station and get old and is that what we're seeing?
Look, we're looking at three possibilities, right? One, that the concussion is still an issue and no one's saying it. Two, that the concussion is still an issue and no one realized it. Or three, you know, Father Time comes for all of us, Lori. I woke up this morning and my back was killing me for no reason. So I mean, you know, you never know with these kinds of things. You do know that prior to his collision with Fernando Tatis at first base last year, you know, Anthony Rizzo was on fire. Mm-hmm. He looked like Anthony Rizzo, right? Could his whole career have turned on a dime with that collision? Who knows? We're not going to know until a few years from now. But, you know, the Yankees can only wait for so long for production from one spot. So it's hard to say. The underlying numbers for Rizzo right now aren't great. But he's not someone – he's someone who's so naturally talented, Anthony Rizzo. He's someone who just has baseball ability that maybe it comes right back. Or maybe his age, it goes like that.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic about the Yankees, and I know you had written a story about Jason Dominguez, and I get asked questions about him as well. What do you expect? The Yankees have made it. I mean, the clear, obvious thing, the Yankees have said it, which makes a ton of sense, is, of course, for such a talented young prospect, he's not going to be called up to the major league team until or unless he can be playing every day. So, but what are your expectations for Jason Dominguez and what sort of role you think he will play on this year's team at some point, if any?
Exactly what you just said, Lori. You know, it's if they don't have a spot for him, they can't play him every day. And if they don't, and if they can't play him every day, they're going to leave him at AAA. Look, Alex Verdugo is playing really well. Save for the weird misplay last night, he's been the best defensive left fielder in baseball, essentially. You know, the power isn't really there all the time, but he's the kind of bat you need in the playoffs. A contact-oriented, tough strikeout kind of guy. Kind of the person that the Yankees thought they were getting with Andrew Benintendi a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Someone who can match up well with high velocity, flip a 98-mile-an-hour fastball into left field for a single. That kind of talent is underrated. So when we talk about whose spot Jason Dominguez is coming for, well, he's the guy, right? Because he's not taking Aaron Judge's job, and he's not taking Juan Soto's job, and Giancarlo Stanton is looking at times like Giancarlo Stanton again. So Jason Dominguez is going to sit at AAA, and knowing that he has a long, great career ahead of him, until either a situation declares itself in the major league or until September.
Yep. And he could still play a role on a playoff roster when, you know, you can be, you know, he could be an important player. And, you know, you mentioned eventually and for next year, it probably is Verdugo's job. And then it may be that Aaron Judge can actually get out of center field, maybe get off his feet a little bit, you know, who knows, and you've got Dominguez in center. The other thing, then, that I wanted to do with you is the Yankees are about to play a series against the Kansas City Royals, and typically in the past, the Yankees would think that might be a sweep, or this is a pathetic team, we're going to beat up on the, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor. And here are the Royals, and they are, 12 games over 500 and one of the, you know, an up and coming team and one of the more exciting teams in baseball. What are you anticipating that Yankee fans will see when they face off against the Royals?
Look, the Yankees hope they have one of the best shortstops in the American League for the next decade. But, you know, just in their own division, there's Gunnar Henderson. And when they look across the diamond at the Kansas City Royals, there's Bobby Witt Jr., who may be the best out of all of them. So they're going to see one of the best young shortstops in the league. They're going to see a team that, you know, is not quite in the wild card picture right now, 4.5 games out. But you're going to see a team that can score some runs. You know, they're plus 76 in run differential. There's only really two teams in it in the AL Central right now, and the Royals are one of them. So they're going to be a tough customer. They're not going to go down easily. And if you can get Juan Soto in the lineup, look, these are games the Yankees should win and have to win. So, you know, the sooner the better.
All right, then final, just because you wrote this piece for The Athletic, you were telling me about it, but I know that you were talking to Yankees legend Mariano Rivera, and you were talking about and asked him about what would be his sales pitch to Juan Soto? Why stay in New York and with the Yankees? And what did Mariano say about that?
So look, Mariano acknowledged that he's had multiple opportunities to leave. He went through free agency a bunch of times. He got multiple lucrative contracts from the Yankees, but, you know, it's hard to leave the pinstripe, according to Mariano Rivera. You know, it's a special place. It's a spot where you can win all the time. It's a spot where you can really build a Hall of Fame resume. And his whole thing was, it's all here for you, you know? And that's not to say that if the Mets were to throw a bajillion dollars at him, he wouldn't go take it, and rightfully so. It's not to say that if you want to go to the Phillies and be reunited with Kevin Long, who is his hitting coach numero uno from his Washington Nationals days, that he wouldn't go. But the Yankees have everything that a player essentially wants, according to Mariano Rivera. And, you know, Juan Soto is experiencing that now. And does he want to leave that behind is the biggest question.
Yep. All right. Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Lori, thank you so much for having me today.